We lift our hands and surrender to you, Master. We admit we are nothing without you. And we welcome your presence, your anointing, your love, your power, your healing, your deliverance, revelation, confirmation, manifestation, and impartation. We welcome Rhema. We welcome correction, chastening, conviction. We welcome everything that you paid the price and have for us. Now, Lord, we cast our cares upon you, for you care for us. We sever ourselves from the labels of this world, from the entanglements and affairs of this world, from preconceived expectations. We sever ourselves from our past, from everything right now, from every emotional attachment, from every soul tie. Severed. From every torment, every unhealthy memory, we sever. In the name of Jesus. And we commit ourselves to you. We lift to you our heart. And we make the exchange for our heart for yours today. Let the heart, the mind, the will, and the desires of Christ be manifested in us. Oh, Master, time is running out. Yes. Lift your hands to heaven. There's new armor coming on you right now. There's new armor. That which was silver has now come gold. There's no more silver armor. There's the armor of gold now. No armor. No longer will just the sword come forth out of your mouth, but fire! Bahati kiango hata adikiago saha shunu poto kalamangiliam rohosa ashunda kiliam bahalam yam rohasu shunda karabakasu shunda kasia. For we are in the spirit of the two witnesses that will be left here on the earth. And they will turn water into blood, and they will call fire down. And we are in their spirits. The spirit of Elijah, spirit of Moses, who appeared with Jesus. And as he came, so will he. And as the two witnesses came, so shall he in a transfiguration. But your armor from silver has now become gold and purified. Be worthy of wearing that armor. Or it will diminish. It will diminish. It will tarnish. And it will perish. If you who wear it are not worthy, you must be worthy. You must pay the price to wear the armor of gold. Master. This is a season to maintain purity. Purity of heart. Purity of mind. Purity of will. Purity of desires. We are in a new season. A new season of glory. A new season of revelation. A new season of Rhema. Not that which was old, but which is been old has now come forth and made new. It's being expanded. It's being established. It's being perfected. Oh. Oh, yes. I even see talents. God given abilities become pure. where there's no more self and talent. Oh, self cries out for life. The glory and the honor to bury self. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hosea 4:6. We gotta start somewhere. Would you all read it with me? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you from being priests for me. And because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Ouch. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, one of the things that's important is people just think that, well, I've got all this knowledge in the Bible. But knowledge that's understood as truth, and the knowledge that he's talking about here is what God is saying now. It's what God is saying now. My people are destroyed because they're missing what God is saying now. And most people don't even understand the times and seasons, and even with the season that we're in right now, and the necessity to be steadfast, not only steadfast, to be consistent. And when I asked the Lord this morning, I said, Lord, what do you want to talk about? He said, spiritual consistency. And he began to bring me some definitions, and I thought, wow, I've never heard this before. And what he's looking for is, and what needs to be established right now is spiritual consistency. And I thought, wow, this is intense. And he said, my people are being destroyed because if they're not consistent, they're not knowing what I'm saying right now. And God wants us to know what he's saying now. In other words, the Bible says you cannot drink the cup of demons and the cup of the Lord. See, people are still drinking the cup of demons and don't even realize that they are, because they're not consistent and are not hearing what God is saying now. So you can have all of this knowledge, but not know what God is saying now, and the devil will deceive you to drink the cup of demons instead of the cup of the Lord. Are you hearing? And it's important, because positioning is so important right now, isn't it? So we want to be, and now positioning is associated with consistency. If you're consistent, you're going to be positioned, aren't you? In hope of that anyways. But we are in such a new season, and I don't like saying new season in one sense that people think that something has passed away and something has become new. Because in this season, it's not that things have passed away, it's that things are increasing. This is a season of increase, not things of passing away. Are you hearing me? So we are in a season of increase, not only in the presence and the glory of God, but increase in prosperity. And this is where the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. So there's got to be spiritual positioning to receive it. You know, you can quote that scripture all day long and never be in position. You'd be on the wrong boat. You might be on the one that's sinking instead of one that has the riches. Turn to Psalm 15. Psalm 15. How many of y'all are grateful what God has here for us? God is good, isn't he? I'm telling you what. Did I say Psalm 15? Psalm 15? Good. Let's read it. Verse 1. Lord, who may abide in your holy tabernacle, and who may dwell in your holy hill? This is what's happening right now. In this increase, it's an area where there's abiding in his presence. It's abiding in his glory. It's abiding in his love. It's abiding in his truth. It's abiding. He says, if you abide in me, I'll abide in you. See, there are people that still think that they're abiding by coming to Bible study, that they read their word, and that they pray. Well, if they really heard when they pray, they wouldn't be doing some of the things they're doing. Because the reason why they can't hear is because they're not abiding. And he's saying, these are the individuals who are I'm going to allow to abide in me. Are those, are you hearing now, who are consistent. You must be consistent. And there's an area where God is impressing, imparting spiritual consistency. Now look at, now these are the areas he says, I want, these are your qualifications for you to abide in me. Would you read it with me? He who walks what? Upright. You need, you think you need to be consistent in that? Amen. And works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. In other words, he's not a liar. He's not a manipulator. He's not a deceiver. He doesn't say one thing and does another. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friends, in whose eyes a vile person is despised. In other words, he does not hang around with those who do not seek God with a pure heart. He departs from them. Why? Because bad company corrupts good habits. Are you hearing? There's sometimes you just got to let people go. Quit trying to change them. Only God can anyways. You got to sometimes let them go. And let God deal with them. Because their heart must be a seeker of the Lord. Your heart can't change their heart. And you'll be spending more time trying to change them, or your heart will become hardened and dull of hearing. Are you with me? Verse 4 again. In whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. Come on. He who swears to his own hurt and does not what? He doesn't change. He's consistent. He's stable. He's immovable. No matter what comes around, circumstances won't move them. Emotional attachments won't move them. Lack of finances won't move them. Offense won't move them. Nothing will move them because they are consistent. And he who does not put out his what? Money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. Oh, hallelujah. Now, let me share something with you. The devil comes and bribes you. What he tries to do is exchange. He makes exchange. He comes to you in the soulish arena. He tries to manipulate you. Come on. He bribing. How does he bribe you? Oh, Gucci, Gucci, goo. You know? Tries to get you into the soulish arena. If you can get in a soulish, if the devil can bring you in, a, how do you think he bribed Eve? He got her, didn't he? Hey, I mean, she walked by that tree a gazillion times. She knew what was right. Because even when she finally stopped and said something to the devil, you don't think the devil was throwing fiery darts every time she walked by that tree? She kept rejecting it, kept rejecting it, kept rejecting it. And then one day, she didn't reject it. Of course, her husband wasn't with her that day. That's why the Jesus said them out two at a time. Amen. And she said what? When she said what, he had her. He had her. He caught her emotionally. And he said to her, hey, you know, I got something good. Something like a drug dealer. Didn't know there was a dealer in the garden, huh? We need to do a teaching called The Dealer in the Garden. Hallelujah. We had a pusher in the garden, man. That's where it came from. What was he trying to do? He was selling them dope. She ate the tree and became a dope. Hello? That's why they call it dope. People get stupid. Now, it says, and he who does these things shall never be moved. Never be what? Moved. No matter what's going on, you're willing to keep God first. No matter what in your life. So you mean I can't hang around those people that ain't right? That's right. Get rid of them. But they're my friends. No, they're your enemies. Why? Because if they're a friend of the world, they're your enemy. Are you hearing? But you don't understand. No, you don't understand. You don't have the fear of God, the reverence of God, and you're not willing, you're not totally sold out yet. But when you're totally sold out, Jesus is there waiting for you. other than that, you have to eat more dirt. You have to go around the mountain. And the devil will constantly come to steal, kill, and destroy. You will never prosper according to the will of God. And what your prosperity will be will always be stolen when it's built up. Are you hearing? Now, are you ready? Spiritual consistency. I have a throne room definition. Spiritual consistency is driven by a desire to please God. That's how it's driven. It's driven by a desire to please God. I didn't say your husband, your wife, your children. I didn't say your job and your boss. I didn't say anything about this world. I said it's a desire to please God. This is spiritual consistency, not carnal consistency. There's a lot of people who are carnal consistent, but they're not spiritual consistent. Let me share with you what it does. It builds discipline and endurance. It builds discipline and endurance. Now, discipline, I want you to look at discipline. It's self-correcting. Discipline is always self-correcting. In other words, it's always correcting you. Discipline. Come on, do this. Come on. Discipline is self-correcting. It's automatic when somebody's disciplined. So discipline is self-correcting. Now listen. Spiritual consistency, which builds discipline and endurance, it also promotes stability and integrity. It promotes stability and integrity. This will increase wisdom and knowledge. Why? Because you are driven by a desire to please God. Builds discipline and endurance, promotes stability and integrity, and increases wisdom and knowledge. You got it? You ready? Consistency is the ability to always start. See, if you are consistent, consistency is a representation of something where you're always able to start. In other words, when you get up in the morning, you're consistent to do it. Are you hearing me? So it's the ability to always start. Endurance is the ability to finish. Consistency is the ability to always start. Endurance is the ability to finish. And discipline is a self-correcting mode from start to finish. Did you get that? Okay. Consistency is the ability to always start. Endurance is the ability to finish. Discipline is the self-correcting mode from start to finish. Are you hearing? Discipline is a self-correcting mode from start to finish. So, again, spiritual consistency will build discipline, won't it? And endurance. And it promotes stability and integrity. It increases wisdom and knowledge. Consistency is the ability to always start. Endurance is the ability to finish. Discipline is a self-correcting mode from start to finish. It's always correcting you. It's self-correcting. It's automatic. Discipline will always say, come on, do this, start this. Are you hearing? Finish this. It's always promoting consistency and endurance. Discipline is always doing this. That's why Paul said, I discipline my body. I do not allow it to come under any subjection of anything of the world. Why? Because he has spiritual consistency to always start and endurance to always finish. Are you hearing? And the Lord shared with me this morning, he said, my people need spiritual consistency. They must understand about the arena of being consistent spiritually. Many people misinterpret what discipline and consistency is. And I'll be honest with you. He gave me this morning, I thought, wow, I really got it now. Now I see discipline that walks alongside consistency and endurance and everything else, always correcting. It's associated also with the spirit of wisdom, isn't it? Spirit of knowledge. Who is the discipliner in your life? The Holy Spirit. Turn to James 1. Spiritual consistency. Yeah, man, we need it badly. James chapter 1. Is everybody there? In verse 2, of course. Would you read it? My brethren, what? Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So does God want you to lack anything? No, then you must be consistent and endure. Amen? You must be consistent. If any of you lacks wisdom, hallelujah, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. So somebody that's not spiritually consistent nor endures will not get anything from the Lord. Some people are still waiting on things from God. And they're wondering why God isn't moving on their behalf. And I'm not saying all the time it's because of disobedience or whatever. And sometimes it's a divine delay because God is rescuing you from something. But many times it's because of not being consistent what he's already given you to do, or enduring to finish what he's given you to do. And that takes discipline, doesn't it? And it says, for he is double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. He is unstable in all of his ways. Why? Because he's double-minded. If that person is unstable, there's no integrity built. It's double-minded. You say one thing, you can never trust a person that says something and they're going to do. Because they never are consistent in what they've started. They never finish what they started. I hear. So you know that they're not disciplined, are you? So when you send them out to do something, you know, when somebody first comes for a job or whatever, and you give them a job to do, and they go out and they say, yeah, man, I know it all. I can do it all. Yeah, you go out and do it, and you go, okay, go put this nail in that 2x4, and they go put a screw into a 4x6. Well, they were disciplined to go do something and finish, but it was the wrong thing. Hello? So you can't trust them, can you? And you think God can trust them then? No. Do you understand? Because there is no stability. They're unstable. They are moved by emotion. They're moved by circumstances. They're moved by things of the world. They're moved by feelings. They're moved by what they think. They move by pleasing man instead of being moved by pleasing God. Are you hearing? And God cannot only trust them, and he's trying to get something to them, but they can't hold on to it. Even when he gets something to them, it's always stolen. It's taken away soon. Bam, bam. Are you with me? In verse 9, it says, let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field, he will pass away. For no sooner has the sun risen with burning heat than it withers the grass. Its flower falls and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits. So here's an individual that's pursuing wealth instead of pursuing the Lord. Now, we know that the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil, isn't it? So you and I must be stable. We must be consistent. And we must learn how to be spiritually consistent to endure so that we can build a rapport with the Lord. Are you hearing? Why? So he can trust you. Trust you. Now, go to Isaiah 33. Is everybody okay? Spiritual consistency. Isaiah 33, 5 and 6, please. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. So we see you here now. He says, wisdom and knowledge. Now, didn't we just say that by being spiritually consistent, right, builds discipline and endurance, promotes stability and integrity, which increases wisdom and knowledge. So everybody got it? So you'll see as your wisdom and knowledge is increased, it's going to be what now? What did it say? It's going to be the stability of your times. Because wisdom tells knowledge what to do, doesn't it? Are you hearing? Everybody okay? Go to Acts 12. Acts chapter 12. In verse 5. Spiritual consistency. One of the things that you need to be consistent is prayer. People are not consistent in prayer. Why? Consistent, is, in other words, it means to start. The ability to always start. So if you are consistent in prayer, you'll things are going to happen all the time, aren't you? Why? Because you're actually sowing. And the Bible says, seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. So you must be consistent in prayer. When people skip prayer, they think, oh, well, I prayed yesterday. See, what you did yesterday is waiting for you today. And what you do today is waiting for you tomorrow. See, so many people think, well, you know, nothing happened. You know, I mean, God knows my heart. People break covenants, they break vows, and you know, oh, I ask for forgiveness. You still have to reap. You still reap. Hello? Depending on what kind of reaping there is. It's either going to be stealing, killing, or destroyed. But thank God that when you repent, you won't be destroyed. But things will be stolen. Hello? Why? Because there's a price to pay. When you do things, when you sin, transgress, you have to give up something. There is a price to pay. Something will be given up. Even when David did it. Remember when King David, he blew it? And the Lord gave him three choices. And he said, I'd rather fall in the hands of God than the hands of man. And people were killed and destroyed and things were stolen and everything. In Acts 12, in verse 5, would you read it with me? Peter was therefore kept in prison. But what? Constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. They were consistent, weren't they? And when one stopped, another one picked up. And when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers. And the guards before the door were keeping the prison. I mean, there was no way physically out. This is what spiritual consistency will do. Verse 7. Now behold, an angel, Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him. And a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. Spiritual consistency. Then the angel said to him, gird yourself and tie on your sandals. So he did. And he said to him, put on your garment and follow me. So he went out and followed him and did not know that what was done by the angel was real. But thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, wait a minute. He said, now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people. Now that's powerful. What happened? He was what? Consistent. I'm telling you, when you are consistent, which is the ability to always start, and you endure, which is the ability to always finish. The angel of the Lord, God is waiting. I don't care what the devil has entrapped you in. There's a way of escape every time. Every time. Are you hearing me? In fact, God will allow a trap to bring glory to him. I mean, God's going to allow a trap? Yeah. I didn't say he did tempt you. I said he'll allow a trap. Why? So he gets all the glory. What do you think your circumstances are? It says, bless all those, count it all joy when you what? Fall into various, he didn't say if you fall into various trials, did he? He said, when you do. Why? So he can get glory. But I'm telling you, if you're an individual that is spiritually consistent and willing to endure, he'll always make a way. No matter what seems, I mean, the worst scenario you could be in. I mean, and when he does it, it seems like, wow, I don't get this. This is intense. See, you can't comprehend it because your peanut brain has a hard time receiving God's full goodness and his awesomeness. That's all we can do is, wow. This is about as much as we can express when God does all of these awesome things. Whoa! You know, and you just want to like pass out because it's so awesome. But, you know, other than that, I mean, you know, when you have a visitation from the Lord, a touch from the Lord, when God opens the door somewhere, and you know it's God doing, and you're going, whoa! When he changes somebody's heart who's been coming against you for many years, and they get delivered and healed and filled with the Holy Ghost, and they come and tell you that they love you, and you're like, whoa. And you're wondering whether they're carrying a blade behind them or not. Do you really love, I mean, you love me to death or what, you know? But you see that there's pure heart. Now let me share with you, speaking of pure heart, by being spiritually consistent, it will maintain purity. Why? Because you're willing to endure. See, this spiritual consistency is an arena of purity where you are sold out. Your heart stays pure because it's not yours anymore. It's his. Are you hearing? Now, the first thing that we must be do is continuously be consistent in prayer, right? What about consistent in obedience? What about consistent in fellowship? What about consistent in worship? Did you ever think about that? People start but never finish. You know how many people don't finish the worship service? The anointing service? I mean, they leave and they miss it. Or they start a Bible study and don't finish. How many times does the Lord tell you, okay, read this, and you started and never finished it? Or he told you to read this prayer and you started and never finished it, and that prayer was what was going to rescue you that day. And then you wonder why you got in the trouble. Of course, he was there to bring glory again to himself. Okay, now, let's finish this prayer. And then he rescues you. Spiritual consistency will promote also purity. 2 Peter chapter 3, in verse 15, please. Is everybody there? Let's start at 14. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. As also in all of his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and what? Unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Hallelujah. See, so unstable individuals are also the ones that they teach the scriptures, but they twist it. because they have no full understanding. Listen, if an individual is unstable, how are they going to be able to comprehend what the Spirit is saying through the Scriptures? They don't. I mean, let's be real. If there was truly spiritual consistency, people would, through the whole body of Christ, would be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Because they wouldn't stop. Hello? They would obey. They would abide, because in the first book of Acts, in the first Acts 1 through 8, it talks about Jesus commanding them to wait for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If everybody obeyed the Lord then and were consistent all the way to the end to endure, everybody in the body of Christ would be baptized in the Holy Spirit. We all be speaking the same language to God. We all be in the unity of the Spirit, and we'd be kicking butt on the devil bigger than anything. But remember what was the Spirit had shared with us, that this year is going to be the greatest attack against the kingdom of darkness. And it's happening. I mean, we went to an outpouring last night, and you saw parts of the attack to the kingdom of darkness. What happened? People were getting delivered and healed. They were getting delivered and healed. People were getting born again, getting saved. That's an attack in the kingdom of darkness. That's the only way you're going to have a huge harvest. But you got to be consistent. Remember that evangelist that was out there, he said, man, I'm staying until God moves me. Whatever God wants, I'm following the cloud. Why? He is spiritually consistent, enduring, stable. Are you hearing? And he's building credibility and integrity. So people are coming from all over, aren't they, to come into the presence of the Lord. Everybody okay? Acts 10. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10 and verse 1. Would you read it with me, please? There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment. A devout man. A what? A devout man. And one who feared God with all of his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. He was a devout man. Now, let me share with you about a devout individual. That's one who is spiritually consistent and endures. Devout. Why? Because what does it build? Come on. It builds what? Discipline and what else? Endurance. Amen? He's spiritually consistent. He's known as a devout man. He can be trusted, in other words. It talked about him giving alms. He was consistent in paying tithes and offerings. I'm not going to pass a bucket, so don't worry. It's over there on the table. So if you're claiming to be a believer and you're still stealing from God, you're out of line. It's real simple. The word believe means to follow. I don't care what your bills are. Hello? You want to be blessed? You got to give to God. Let him take care of it. Okay, he was known as a what? A devout man. He prayed, he gave alms, he sought the Lord, he had the fear and reverence of God, didn't he? In verse 3, in about the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said to him, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. How many of y'all want your prayers before a memorial of God? You got spiritually what? Consistent. Come on, don't you want God to say that, Satan, have you considered my servant? No. No. You know, I always picture Job if he was standing here in the throne room with the Lord. You know, here's the Lord, and here comes Satan, and the Lord says to Satan, hey, have you considered my servant Job? Job going, no, not me. Hiding behind the throne room. Behind the mercy seat. He ran behind the mercy seat. Oh, what did he say now? Verse 5. He said to him, now send men to Joppa and send Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. And he will tell you what you must do. And when the angel who spoke to him had departed, Cornelius called two of his household servants and a devout soldier from among those who waited on him continually. Or what? Consistently. Do you see this? See, he was calling these devout men. There are devout men and women who are spiritually consistent and endure. Is everybody okay? Look at this is because this is what God is wanting to do with you. Have angels come. You know, if you could zip down to the natural realm, you'd see the angels working all around you. The Bible tells us that those who fear the Lord, the angel of the Lord is around them and camps around them. Man, let's go camping, you know. Have an angel of the Lord encamp around you. Now, this angel can kill 185,000 people. Well, what are you worried about? And you get a legion of them, which is over 2,000 angels, working on your behalf, trying to get you a job, trying to do this, doing this. But every time you're consistently stopped, you move out of position, they have to rearrange everything. And then it takes time, doesn't it? Do you understand? And so if the devil can get you out of position because you are not consistent, then it seems like nothing is ever coming. Nothing is ever happening. It's because you're constantly being moved out of position, and the Lord's got to send and rework everything all over again for your blessed assurance. Does everybody understand? So you must be consistent and endure. You must first start and finish. Why? You want to be devout. You want the angel of the Lord to encamp around you. You want to have dreams and visions. You want to see the power in the hand of God. Then you must be spiritually consistent. Are you hearing? Is everybody okay? Praise God. I want to close at 1 Corinthians 15. In verse 57. Would you read it? 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 57. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be what? Steadfast. What else? Immovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. In other words, remember that by you being spiritually consistent, there is a reward. There's a reward. Isn't it wonderful to see prayers answered? Yeah. Isn't it wonderful to see that God opens and shuts the door? See, when God shuts the door that you thought was supposed to be open for you, you need to be grateful. Why? Because he just saved you from something. He saved you from something. Spiritual consistency. We need to have it. It must be maintained and established and learned. It must be a desire. Why? Because it is driven by the desire to please God. Do you have the desire to please God? The Bible says no flesh can please God, right? So if you have the desire to please God, then you'll be led by the Spirit and you'll be known as sons of God. You'll be spiritually consistent. You'll be willing to endure. It's going to promote stability, trust. You're going to earn the trust of the Lord. If you lack spiritual consistency, ask for it. Repent for not being consistent. The ability to always start. And endurance is the ability to always finish. And discipline is the self what? Correcting mode from start to finish. Everybody got it? Seal it. Use it. Let him build his character in you and through you. Father, we thank you for your word. We seal this with the blood. We ask that it allow it to grow and bear fruit for your glory. We repent, Lord, in every area where we have not been consistent. And we ask, Lord, that you'll give us that desire to want to please you more than anything. More than anything. Releasing ourselves from those who are not willing to. that we may fellowship with those who have a pure heart and fear God. That we may be in unity of your spirit. And that your image and likeness of your character will be manifested in us and through us. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.